I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Michelle Reed with the Woodland Sky Native American Dance Company. They are presenting a special performance Friday night at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University at 7:30. Found out more about what's going to be presented and why you should come out to see the Woodland Sky Native American Dance Company from Michelle Reed.
Woodland Sky Native American Dance Company, we tell stories through dance. Yeah. And I think the special thing about our group is that it's made up mostly of my family, and most of us are from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. And we do have some other members, our co-founder, Shane Mitchell, he's also from Lac du Flambeau. And then we have a storyteller that's coming in from Milwaukee, and he's going to be telling all of the stories and kind of giving you the background and the history behind each of the different dances that we're doing.
Where did this idea come from to get something like this started? I mean, it's a lot to do, but what was the idea? What was sort of the seed of the idea?
The idea actually came from my friend April, who referred us to dance at the Hiawatha Festival here in Marquette. And, you know, we'd been doing different types of shows for years growing up, you know, events around here in Marquette, as well as far as away as New Orleans. But to put together my own group, you know, with family members and people that I was really close to, that I made their dance clothing, that was the goal once she suggested this.
Is there obviously there's a component of the history of it, but you're also looking at keeping this, the dancing and the storytelling going into the future, aren't you? Tell me about that a little bit.
Definitely. A big part of what we do is educating the youth around, especially around here. We travel to different schools, and my children dance with us. So we have an 11-year-old, our daughter, and then our son is 16. And when we go into schools, I find that the kids really respond well to having someone their own age, someone who's going to school up in Crystal Falls.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point to make here, that with this show that you're going to be doing Friday at the Forrest Roberts Theater on campus of NMU, is this is bring the whole family kind of a show, right? Because you got multiple ages in the dance troupe.
Yes, definitely. We would love to see families come out and, yeah, bring the kids. It's definitely exciting for all ages.
Well, tell me about that a little bit. I mean, you have obviously the regalia and the dancing, but you do it a little bit differently. You put kind of a theatrical element into your productions. Tell me about what you do.
Yes, we do. We have, we're working with Forrest Roberts Theater. They have, you know, technical people who are doing the lighting, the fog. Normally we're self-contained and we take care of all that ourselves. So to be on their stage and working with professionals who can add even more to it is pretty amazing.
You have a performance coming up Friday, the 15th, at the Forrest Roberts Theater on the campus of NMU. Tell me a little bit about it. Like, why should people put this on their calendar? Why come to this to performance?
We would love for you to come. I think one of the big things that people don't realize is that we travel all across the U.S. We've been to France. We've done some amazing things in other places. So to be able to bring this show back to Marquette right now is huge for us, to be able to be around people that we, you know, family members, people that we've known throughout our lives.
It also seems like it's a good opportunity that you have a learning component to it. I know earlier in the day you're doing some stuff with some area kids, but you're also, I believe, going to have a meet and greet afterwards, that if people have questions, they'll be able to talk to you and the troupe.
Yes, we'll have that meet and greet afterwards. I don't know if it's been mentioned, but we are going to have a special guest, a flute player. She's from the best-selling Native American band in the world, Brulé, and she will be playing flute for us that night. We'll be having smoke dancers coming in from Oneida, a group of smoke dancers. They add a lot of excitement and just, yeah, they're amazing.
What should people, what should people expect? I always like to ask when folks come to town, like, why come to see the show?
It's something totally different than what you're used to, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a way of seeing our Native people, the beauty of our stories, of our regalia, of our love of dance, and I think connecting the two worlds.
That's Michelle Reed with the Woodland Sky Native American Dance Company. The performance again at the Forrest Roberts Theater tomorrow, Friday, at 7:30 p.m. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.